fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of August. The proper tip today is to get a current first aid class and also get a current CPR training. That would be very wise. One of my students, I don't teach these classes, but one of the classes I set up, a young man was there, a teenager. He was at a family event a few months later. His aunt, who he barely knew, collapsed and was having a heart attack. And he got her heart going again and saved her life. And the aunt was very appreciative of that, to say the least. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books, which are available at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. You'll find 1 or 2 new articles every week there. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. You were interrupted yesterday to take care of some important matters. And it looks like we already have a regular caller here. We got Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nyquist, Peter Vincent Pry died last Friday, and I was wondering if you wanted to find some words about him and about his work. Thank you.
Yeah. I've known Peter since 1999, so that's 23 years. He was an exceptional mind, that he had a real passionate concern for American security. He really cared about this country and its survival more than just about any former CIA official I'd ever met. He worked in the Soviet Office of Analysis under Fritz Ehrmarth back at the end of the Cold War in the last years of Reagan and Bush years. He has written many, many books, but the one that is, I thought, for me, was most important was his 1992 volume work, The Nuclear Balance and Why It Matters. And that was just the foundation of everything he tried to do later on. He was also very concerned about EMP attack, which he in fact mentions in his 1990 book before almost anybody else ever heard of it. The idea of a super EMP weapon that could basically destroy all electronics, and a super EMP weapon could destroy electronics and warheads in silos. We don't know for sure, but we think that that is a capability. And of course, these are weapons that were actually developed in the late 80s. The U.S. and the Soviet Union both developed them, but we never tested or deployed one. They did. And he was absolutely tireless in trying to warn the country, involved with the EMP Commission. And he did not get listened to by official Washington as much as he should have been. They never did fix the grid. And maybe people, somebody else is going to take over and they're going to say, well, that guy gave his all. But yeah, Peter is going to be missed.
Thomas, you got a follow-up question or comment?
Yeah, just in closing, I'd like to refer to Mike Adams and Dr. Jane Ruby. Yesterday, they presented the chemical composition of the blood clots. And I'm bringing this up because of the EMP topic that was mentioned. And when I heard their analysis and Mike Adams's conclusions, I was a bit surprised. That was a new new aspect I didn't think about. And interested people should just. I can spill the beam. So the blood clots are highly metallic. And basically, he said that an EMP this way would even fry humans. I never thought, we'd end there. Anyways, this was about Peter Vincent Fry, so I thank you.
Well, thank you, Thomas. I interviewed Dr. Pry on my show only one time. It was a fascinating interview. The man had a brilliant mind. He was a true patriot, and it wasn't a matter, Jeff, of Washington ignoring Dr. Brown. I know I verified this during the Obama administration. The Obama administration was actively blocking the financing necessary to protect the national power grid. So it wasn't a matter of incompetence or ignoring. It was a matter of the Obama administration actively pursuing, making sure that no funding came about to protect the national power grid. Jeff, we got our next caller here. It looks like John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question concerning internal subversion in the United States. There's been a recent raid take place on a Marxist organization in Florida. There was a Russian agent was arrested in an office for a Marxist organization called the African People's or something called Uhuru Socialist organization, sort of a black Marxist organization, was operating in Florida. Did you know about this? Also, there seems to be movements towards referendums on independence or referendums on changing the status of Puerto Rico, and also movements to have Puerto Ricans put their names down on voter their names on voter rolls as blacks. And also, the UN is requiring that the option for remaining a commonwealth be expunged from the any referendum, and it must either be independence or statehood or some kind of associated state similar to the Federated States of Micronesia. Do you have any comment on this?
On Puerto Rico having a referendum to become a state of the Union?
Yes, and also having Puerto Ricans change their put their ethnic status as black on voter rolls.
Yeah, I mean, that's been something. The Democrats would like another state that would automatically vote Democrat because it means two more Democratic senators. And they want even Washington, D.C. to become a state.
Well, they want the District
of Columbia.
So then
it would get two senators. Yeah, right. They want the District of Columbia to be a state. So, I mean, that's just, you know, any island we control, they're going to want it to become a state so they could get more senators. That's just
normal.
Or what
about Puerto Rican independence? What about Puerto Rican independence?
Every time they voted on it, they vote against it. They don't want to leave the United States. It's too nice. You know, that's the only country that somebody could claim as a colony of the United States. And they don't want to leave. So
it's the UN Decolonization Board that's been part of pushing this.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest, I think we ought to just give Puerto Rico its independence and leave it.
Okay. But only if they want it.
No, I think we should just say you're a country. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. What about the recent raid in Florida concerning Russian subversion or infiltration of elections?
Anybody who's surprised that a Russian being caught with some Marxists in the United States has not been keeping up with what's really going on, which is probably most people. But yes, of course, the Russian special services have been in contact with the communists all over the world ever since 1991. It never stopped. Evgeny Allbats wrote about it in her book on the KGB in 1994. No, they haven't stopped being communist. And the infiltration of the government, the infiltration of every aspect of every society that matters to them is what they're doing. It's why they have helped North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It's why they've been helping China with missiles and missile technology. It's why they help every communist in Africa that they can whenever they can. Yeah, and why they're sending troops to Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua later this year. Russia is not a non-communist country. It is communist. It just flies a different flag and claims it's not. But that's clearly coming into focus, I think, for some people.
Okay, but 90% of the people or better are oblivious to that fact.
Yeah, because if you repeat the big lie long enough and say Russia is a non-communist country and the communism ended, you keep repeating that, everybody starts to believe it. And that's what they've done to us for more than 30 years now. And the fact that there are Russian troops in communist Venezuela, the fact that they support Cuba, the fact that they've helped, like I say, communist North Korea with it. I mean, look, they even floated in the Russian media having North Korean troops come and help them fight the war against Ukraine. You have Sergei Shoigu, the defense minister, saying, we're going to put the Soviet Union back and then we're going to have peace. You had that little blooper posting by President Medvedev, the week before last, saying that they were going to put back the Soviet Union. And he took it down and they made up a story about how somebody hijacked his account. I mean, if you study what these people have done and who they are, you realize it's no accident they're supporting communist countries throughout Latin America and Africa and Asia. You know, they're certainly not supporting countries. I mean, you look at Iran that they support. The Iranian mullahs Most of the core ruling mullahs were educated at Moscow State University. And the form of Islam that rules in Iran is a liberation theology form of Islam. So it's just the old communist bloc.
All right. What about the idea that there's a question I have, the claim that Obama or former President Obama, Barack Obama, was born in Kenya. Is that some kind of a psyop ruse? Used to
Look,
make.
I know Mike Zullo, who did the investigation into Obama's birth certificate for years. He tried to figure out, you know, where Obama was born. I put the question to him. I said, "Well, where do you think he was born?" He says, "I have no idea, but he wasn't born at the two hospitals in Honolulu." So, you know, it's your guess is as good as mine. We haven't found any proof. There's no proof that I know of that he was born in Kenya, although there are people there that like to claim he was. But where he was born exactly, we don't know. The long form birth certificate that he presented back in, what was it, May of 2012, it's basically Zullo had two forensic forensic experts in electronics examine it, and it was a Photoshop forgery. So why did he forge? Why did he create a fake, phony, long form birth certificate?
Well, gentlemen, even if he was born in the United States, which I don't believe he was, to be a natural born citizen, he also needs two American parents, not one American parent, to be a natural born citizen. He could have. Since his birth certificate reflects a Kenyan national as his father, he could have a British passport because Kenya was a British colony at the time, couldn't he, Jeff?
Well, technically at the time, his mother had to be, I think his mother had to be 21, and then he could be claimed. This is very, very difficult area of law because it's not clearly delineated in U.S. law, but... He could be claimed as a natural born citizen if his mother was above a certain age. I think it's 21. Maybe it was 20, but it's 21.
I think I know it's complex.
His mother was below that age, so technically his citizenship would have then reverted to that of his father. So if you want to go strictly by the understandings that some legal scholars have, but again, this is a fuzzy area. Look, the founding fathers, when they talked about this, It you go to British common law, and you end up with this idea that, well, if you're born in the country, it doesn't matter who your parents are. Well, that's not necessarily true either. It's just that the United States hasn't really cared about that in its history very much, but it becomes a very important issue when you have people who might have loyalties other than the United States. Becoming president. That's one of the reasons they made that rule. They didn't want people from other countries coming here and assuming the presidency.
And exactly.
And that's basically why.
Okay.
But of course,
John, you got a final comment, John. We need to wrap this up.
Yeah, but why would they put out if the story is false that he was either born in Kenya or that he had a Kenyan father? Why would Michelle Obama get up there and say that if that's true, that disqualifies him from being president? Is it a possibility
saying what would disqualify him?
That it would disqualify him from running from being from
yeah.
Being
what did she
president.
Say that disqualify? I missed
she said
that.
He
what
was,
did
she
say?
She said he was born in Kenya. She stood up in front of a crowd of people.
When was that?
It was back during the 2008 election.
Oh, I'd like to see that tape.
Well, I've seen it myself. That does exist.
Oh,
John, thank you for your call.
Okay.
We need to move on. We have a break. We'll break back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car the same way I do, the same way the Department of Defense does, with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses? If you do, EMP Shield devices are at my website with a $50 discount to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college, with a very nice, as I said, $50 discount on any piece of equipment, EMP Shield equipment, at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Articles posted there, typically one a week, sometimes twice a week. And, Jeff, how would a person subscribe to your articles and your website, sir?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video.
And I encourage people to do that. Jeff's work is important. It has become his life's work. Jeff's original plan was to be a professional educator in the California school system. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but when you found out this would not be possible unless you converted to communism, you left that career and began a career of your own, studying and educating all of us and writing books about the international communist conspiracy, didn't you, sir?
Well, I spent a lot of time researching, and I would write articles, and I worked on my first book for a number of years. And then I kept watching and following in the 90s and then published the book, got the self-published the book in 98. And then in 99, World Net Daily Press published the second edition, and they hired me to write for them. I had been writing for Newsmax before that. I found a lot of the answers about where we're going in by reading military strategists, Soviet military strategy, and defector literature. And my primary interest, even before I went into political science, was military history and strategy. So I had kind of the right understandings to grasp what I was reading. I think the problem with a lot of academics is that they don't have that background, so they can't really understand certain things. But, yeah.
Absolutely. I got some breaking news here, everybody. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was swatted at her home by the police in Rome, Georgia, about 1 a.m. Wednesday morning. And the swatting is when somebody calls in a false report of a crime in progress. There's more details to come, but she's expressing her gratitude to the Rome, Georgia police. Apparently, they figured out pretty quickly that the whole thing was a false narrative. And thank goodness nobody was injured or harmed in this. This whole swatting thing has become a favorite tactic of the communists, hasn't it, Jeff?
It's a definite tactic used to intimidate people on the right, I think. It's more and more, we're going to see more and more. But look, if this kind of thing went on, if this was done to people who were a left of center in the 1960s, it would have been howled down and there would have been investigations of it. But now they seem to do it with impunity, the people who are right of center.
So, it seems to be that way. It does. Well, Jeff, while we got you on the air here, any updates from your sources in China on what the communist Chinese are up to, sir?
No updates, no new news. I mean, the siege of the aggressive patrolling around Taiwan is continuing. There's talk of some kind of coup, and the Chinese are applying, the CCP is applying psychological pressure, at the same time continuing to lock down and to mobilize and to prepare China for war.
Talk of a coup in which country, sir?
Taiwan.
Taiwan, yeah. Okay. All right.
There's talk about that. There's claims China's trying to create a political divide, claiming that the KMT, the Kuomintang Party, which is not the ruling party at present in Taiwan, has been collaborating with it, and that it has a dominant position within the Taiwanese military, and that they're going to perform a military coup. At the same time, the Chinese are offering rewards for Taiwanese Air Force personnel who defect with aircraft, helicopters, jets, other aircraft, to pay them for them. So that's rather unusual. If a coup fails, you can always escape with an airplane and get a big reward anyway. So I'm not sure exactly what the logic is there. But it's a form of harassment. It's psychological pressure.
It is, absolutely. We're about an hour break coming up here. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. And any updates on the Ukraine situation, sir?
Yeah, well, of course, you had the assassination a lot of people think it was an attempted assassination of Alexander Dugin. His daughter, Daria Dugin, was blown up while driving his car after
that's a real tragedy there. We'll get some details on that after the break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. You can spend a lot of time at my website educating yourself. We have more than 200 articles and videos from world-class scientists and doctors regarding COVID-19, the COVID clot shot vaccination, a real educationer if you care to do so. Also, my website, products that will help you. That will help you save you money. For example, the Liberator rocket heater. It will be winter soon. School started. Fall will be here before we know it, and then we go into winter. If you want a Liberator rocket heater to stay warm and cozy and save money, the time to place your order is now. Don't wait. And of course, energy cleaners. This is my home business. I help people all over the planet get their lives back. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. You already have an energy cleaner, which hundreds of you do. Check out the micro plush throws. They're cozy. They're elegant. They will keep you with that energy cleaner signal on your sofa, your recliner, your car seat, as well as your bed. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I wanted to appreciate John from Texas. And remember how Obama went all over the world bowing to everybody? Well, didn't the Chinese have this habit of saying so sorry, when they really weren't sorry? And I was thinking about the time when G.W. Bush became president before 9/11. And it was a few months earlier, I can't remember the date, but we had an altercation with the Chinese in the international waters. But they actually hit our plane, and it had to land in China. And Rumsfeld didn't like what Bush did. He said, no, we're not going to apologize to them. We're going to demand our plane back right now intact, which they didn't get it back. It was all in pieces when they got it back. Of course, you would know that. And do you think that if we had listened to Rumsfeld and took China on right then, we could have stopped them while they were vulnerable?
Jeff's on mute.
Yeah, we could have stopped who when they were vulnerable?
Back then?
Who are you saying we could have stopped when they were vulnerable?
The communist Chinese.
Well, yeah, because obviously the United States has had the advantage at times in history where we could have started a preemptive war against Russia or China, but the United States, being a republic, being the way it's formed, is not able to successfully prosecute, as we saw in Iraq, the Iraq War. We're not able to really successfully prosecute preemptive wars, and not against countries that big. You know, Bismarck famously said, Bismarck was a very successful, very sharp statesman of the 19th century who basically put Germany together, made the country of Germany, the German Empire, come into existence. And Bismarck said that about preemptive war. He said that war is so terrible that whoever starts a war is really the one to blame. And so that preemptive war is always wrong and always inadvisable. And I think there's wisdom in that. And so that was the wisdom of President Truman when he was being urged to bomb the Soviet Union and prevent them from making nuclear weapons. It was the wisdom of John F. Kennedy not to attack Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis, which would have, we now know it would have been a catastrophe because there were 50,000 Soviet troops there with tactical nuclear weapons who could use those weapons without even having to ask permission from Moscow. That would have been a catastrophe. We didn't even know that until the Cold War was over. That was revealed. So, you know, preemptive war, extremely dangerous. So the problem of communism is philosophical. It's a problem of culture. It's a problem of our own civilization. And we have not successfully overcome it with our own cultural resources. We have rather turned to material things, to acquisitiveness has taken over our, and entertainment has taken over our activity. And so we have not successfully preserved our culture. And the communists, the long march to the institutions has been successful. And the communists in China and Russia, Cuba, et cetera, North Korea, have been patient, waiting for this, and have helped the process along by pretending to have a split between them. Whatever disagreements they had, they exaggerated them. And by pretending the Soviet Union went away when it really just sort of went underground. And now they've come out, thinking now our nuclear arsenal has now maybe past its shelf life, and they're starting to make trouble. And this is what defectors like Anatoly Galitsyn anticipated in the 80s. He said, this is where this is going. And he's this is why his predictions in his 1984 book are so astonishing, that are still coming true. And so it's all about this grand strategy. But yeah, attacking them when we had the chance, that isn't really, that was never politically really feasible.
Well, I think they couldn't make steel very well, as I mean, everything you got from there was either made, you can't open, you wouldn't open, you can, and all that stuff. And then after 9-1-1, we practically gave them all that hard steel after of the trade towers. Practically gave it to them.
The problem with the United States is it's the leaders, the financial elite and the industrial elite in the United States. And I was told this in 1999 by one of the political advisors of a billionaire. He said, we can never convince. He said, everything you're saying is true. Your book is true. And he said to me, look, my fishing buddy is Vladislav Bittman. He worked for KGB General Agyens, who was the head of KGB disinformation. He said, the collapse of the Soviet Union is a stratagem. We all know it, but you can never convince the industrial or financial elite of that, because they want to make money, you know, trading with China and Russia, and they want to be able to use the cheap Chinese labor. And so their solution was to create the Strategic Defense Initiative and to have a ballistic missile defense for America. But as you can see, our missile interceptors are obsolete. They don't really work. They won't stop a Russian missile. And it was never really seriously pursued. It was just a token. And so because of the internal subversion by the communists, the Democrats have blocked even the modernization of our nuclear forces. So it's a very serious problem. Capitalism is an organic system. And that means that it has occurred naturally. It's developed on its own without a plan. It is following the market. And the market is the all the different information that people have about what things are worth and where you need to invest your money to have an advanced civilization. And it works really well, except when the capitalists are politically manipulated or misinformed and go into business with their enemies, who are basically entrapping them. And that's what's happened. Our financial and our financial elite especially has gotten entangled with the Russians and Chinese. And now the problem is how to disentangle without collapsing the global economy.
Well, I used to argue with the Republicans, how can you trade with a communist country? That's illegal. And they finally said, hey, you don't understand. If we don't teach these Chinese people the value of capitalism, they'll never learn.
Well, the idea was that if we taught them capitalism and if we traded with them, we would basically wean them off the socialist communist system.
Right.
Well, it turns out the communists had the same idea, that they were going to use engagement to infiltrate and compromise our financial system, so that once people Bill Gates, for example, goes over to China and they lionize him, they make him into a hero, they give him all kinds of money. And Gates is basically, you could regard Bill Gates as a very close ally of Beijing. He's really in the Chinese camp, and yet he's an American billionaire. You have a lot of cases like that. Because look at Microsoft, when it went into China, said, wow, there's four times as many customers in China as the U.S. That's where our future is, right? So you've got this kind of reasoning, this financial or economic reasoning. And so we built up China, but their intention always was to basically exploit and manipulate all the Bill Gateses out there. And so when you look at the World Economic Forum or any of these other elite organizations in Europe, you find out that they're just simply communist fronts, or they're capitalists, or that have been manipulated by the communists or infiltrated. So it's part of the general infiltration. You could look at communism as a new religion that's taking over. And they go for what is the most influential, and they go to manipulate that.
Right, and they've already taught us to be that way. Okay, all right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, yep. Pat, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, you had mentioned the bombing of Alexander Dugin's car, where his daughter was tragically killed. The story is, of course, that the Russian government is claiming that the FSB, you know, they've got these pictures of this woman entering the country from Donbass, eastern Ukraine, and then leaving through Estonia, that supposedly had bought an apartment for like a month, I think it was, in the same building as Daria, was tracking her across Moscow. You know, if the FSB had this information, why didn't they arrest her before something was done? I was talking to another researcher yesterday, and he said that, now this is always very curious, that the cameras, the security cameras on the parking lot where Alexander Dugin's car that the bomb exploded on was parked, the security cameras were out while the car was parked there. Now, this is a familiar occurrence. When Nemtsov, Alexei Nemtsov, was gunned down in Moscow in 2015, he was, was beginning to organize a rally, a march in Moscow against the Russian invasion of Donbass. And he was gunned down. I think he was hit by four or five bullets. A couple of them hit him in the head, and he died instantly. The investigation there, they tortured people they picked up and murdered others. They never produced any evidence. But he was shot just really close to the Kremlin where there's security cameras. Well, those security cameras, when he was assassinated, were magically out for maintenance at that moment. So these are sort of familiar things. The FSB is notorious when people look at Paul Klebnikov. I don't think they ever arrested anyone for gunning him down. He was the American journalist who wrote the book about Boris Berezovsky and realized he'd made a mistake, had been fooled by KGB officials, and went back to Moscow and got gunned down on the street. Anna Politkovsky is murdered. Do you think they really solved any of these murders? And so when you go to if you look in a way at the inefficiency of the FSB, it's really efficiency. But in terms of assassination, there is no record of the Ukrainian government carrying out assassinations. We don't know of anything like that, high-level political assassinations, but it is a marker of the government in the Kremlin. They've assassinated. There's a whole book on this called From Russia with Blood about the dozens of assassinations that have been carried out against Russians in Great Britain and against British citizens who were involved with those Russians. And then all the assassinations of businessmen and journalists and dissidents inside Russia and opposition politicians. And so now, within a matter of hours, they come up with who done it when they've never done that before. And the cameras are out again. You know, the real evidence is missing.
How handy.
So it's really, it's very clear. And then you have to ask the cui bono question, you know, cui bono, Latin for who benefits. You look at the Ukrainian government, they're bracing for a terrible onslaught because they know that this kind of thing is just going to galvanize the Russians to attack them harder. So why would they want to do that? It is not to the advantage of Ukraine to kill prominent Russians in the streets of Moscow. That just stiffens the Russian resolve to destroy Ukraine. It's complete madness. They don't benefit from it at all. No, the only beneficiary is Vladimir Putin, because now you have a martyr, an attractive young lady who's killed, and then you have the teary-eyed father on Russian television denouncing the assassins as Ukrainians, saying that, you know, she was a hero, and she died for Russia. She died for the people. This is the exact words that her father said on Russian TV during the memorial service. So this is Russian theater to mobilize a country that may be having doubts about this war that's not been going too well for them. And so there is expected a Russian offensive. They put something together. But the really scary juxtaposition is with the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And it is that this story started floating out of Russia about 3 weeks ago, maybe. And it is that they are planning to do something at that power plant, the Russians are, and blame the Ukrainians for attacking it and causing nuclear radiation that could justify an escalation to tactical nuclear weapons. And I'm not the only analyst noticing the juxtaposition of her death and what's happened at the plant lately. They basically let the Ukrainian staff of the plant go. The Russians have taken over this plant with their own staff. Then the Russians have stirred up a bunch of radioactive ash near the plant, causing radioactive material to go into the air and start drifting around. And meanwhile, the Russians have accused the Ukrainians of shelling near the plant. So it seems like they're about to create a provocation to justify something.
Hold on, Jeff. We got our last break. We'll get your summary and we'll get back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, we don't have time for any more calls here, and we've got just a couple, about 2.5-3 minutes for you to put out the most important information you want to today, sir.
Well, I don't know if it's yeah, how important it is. But just returning to this thing about Ukraine, what is troubling, of course, is that Russia and China are both in a position to, you know, a mobilizing position, a readying for war position. Russia's in a war, preparing more forces. China is mobilizing, keeping its foot on the neck of the Chinese people through these lockdowns. What is it that they're doing? What are they preparing for us? And that is a very difficult question. We know that they had some kind of plan in Ukraine, which miscarried when they failed to take Kiev back in February and March, when they attempted to surround the city and decapitate the Ukrainian government. There's going to be an act two here at some point. And, you know, talking to different analysts, many do not see how Russia can prevail now without using nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. So I hope that is not the case. I hope that it's that whatever they attempt is something below that threshold. But yeah, it's scary. And the implications for us is that if that threshold is crossed, we're in a new world. We're in a completely new world. And, you know, given our government, which is most unfortunately led by a man who has been a friend of Russia and China through most of his political career, I don't know that we can trust the reaction, either an intentional overreaction to justify aggressive moves by Russia and China, more aggressive moves, or an underreaction that will allow them, you know, demoralize our allies and allow Russia and China to gain an incredible position. And that's really the danger here.
I agree, absolutely. Well, I know you'll continue to monitor what's going on in Ukraine and Taiwan, China, and report to us weekly as these events unfold. The timeline for China has not changed that we are aware of to make whatever they're going to make before the 1st of November, has it?
No, and the speculation is that China's actions in Taiwan is either one of two things. They are strictly avoiding an actual blockade and just doing aggressive siege, that they call it, because really they're when they strike, it's going to be a very different kind of strike, and it's not going to be focused on Taiwan. Or they are sobered by the I guess you'd say the military setbacks of Russia and Ukraine. So,
okay, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate you being with us.
Okay.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless my lovely, beautiful state of Missouri. And God bless the large, beautiful, productive state of Texas. And please, Lord, bless the United States of America.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.